Cash generating habits that stick. Session 7, days 54 to 63. So we're almost 2 months in now. So we're going to be talking today about going all in. Going all in. So last session we talked about how obsession is it's a necessity for success. And now we're going to take it to another level. We're going to take it a step further. Now, if you are truly obsessed, all right, you need to have a go all in mentality towards every action and opportunity. And this is what doesn't happen to people in the biz op space. And it's why they are hopping from one shiny object to the next and they never fully commit to anything. And they need to just go all in, right? And to go all in is a term familiar to us all when it comes to making a full commitment to something. As far as I know, it's adopted from a term that's used in poker, when a player puts all of his chips at risk and either gets knocked out or doubles up, right? In terms of what happens to the stake that they put in, whether they won or lost. Now, although we're not playing poker here, okay, in business, we do have our own proverbial chips that we put on the line, okay? Our efforts, our creativity, our energy, our ideas, and our persistence. And the difference is that unlike chips on a poker table, you can't run out of action chips in life or use up all of your energy and effort by committing yourself, basically, unless you die, okay? So the good news is you can absolutely afford to go all in. People tell you you can't. No, you can afford to go all in with all the passion that you can muster as is needed to get the result that you want. And the better news is, because you never run out of chips, even if you lose all your chips one day, tomorrow you can deploy a different strategy and just go all in again. So just as being obsessed is criticized, heavily criticized in fact, so is going all in. We're told it's better to be safe than sorry. And sadly, because most people give a half-hearted effort towards their goals by being safe, they actually end up being sorry, right? And, you know, we're encouraged to conserve and protect ourselves from losses rather than to go for the big payoff. But the giants on this planet, they're willing to make the big plays. The mindset is yet again based on the myth that your energy, creativity, and efforts are material things with limited quantities that can't be replaced. And there are certain things in life that do have limits, but you don't unless you impose limits on yourself, right? It is vital that you get your head completely reworked about taking action and that you understand that there is in fact no limit to how many times you can continue to take an action. You can fail or succeed as many times as you want and then just do it over again and over again. And, you know, also, you can't hit it out of the park if you don't initially make contact and swing for the fences. And you will never hit it big if you don't discipline yourself to be all in when you don't take any action. So remember, there are no shortages of how many times you can get up and continue. There is no failure unless you quit. And it's impossible for you to use up all of your energy or creativity. And it is impossible for you to run out of ideas. You never lose the ability to come up with new dreams, have more energy, think creatively, look at a certain situation or event differently, give someone another call, use another tactic, or just act with persistence. There will always be another hand, another day, and another chance. So, you know, if the bank that you're working with continues to refill you with, you know, new supplies of energy, creativity, and persistence, then why not just go all in on every hand? You know, I don't care how many times I bust out, I just reload my chips and play again. So think about it. What is the worst thing that can happen to you if you just totally go for it? You may lose the customer, but so what? You still have unlimited resources to give it your all with the next client. You have everything to gain and nothing to lose. You simply just have to rethink your approach. So that's some food for thought for you there. But I'll just say, you know, go all in. Commit your energy, your resources, your creativity and persistence with every activity. Create a habit of getting business first and figure out how to deliver later. Push yourself, okay? This is what Bill Gates did when trying to sell his system to IBM. He said, yeah, you know, we can have our platform ready in 3 weeks. Yep, we can do that. And afterwards he was like, oh crap, how are we going to do that? But he did it. And for decades, he's been in the top 5 richest people on the planet. Most people are just too busy playing better to be safe than sorry. And they just simply never perform and instead spend their time trying to wrap their heads around problems that they may encounter that may actually never happen. And you know, anyone who doesn't face new problems, but who instead just grapples with the same old problems that his or her whole life, you know, seems to be concerned with, they never actually end up moving forward, right? And simply put, if you're not creating new problems for yourself, then you aren't taking enough action. You need to face new problems and dilemmas that will challenge you to keep finding and creating solutions. You know, wouldn't it be nice if you had a line outside your restaurant because there are so many people waiting for a table? That's a nice problem to have, right? One of the major differences between successful and unsuccessful people is that the former look for problems to resolve, whereas the latter just make every attempt to avoid problems. So remember, overcommit, be all in, take massive, massive levels of action, followed up by massive amounts of more actions, and you will create new problems and deliver at levels that will amaze even you. Okay? So now let's get down to business again. We're going to continue building habit number 2, automating action for income generation. And, you know, for the last 45 to 54 days now, you've been building habit number 1, overriding fear and controlling your emotions by building a permanent hardwired doer's mind pattern, you know, programming yourself with listening to the Epic Secret, accelerated fear formula, reading the duty method, writing your goals down, visualizing emotionally. And for the last 36 days now, you've been developing the final component of habit 1, where you immediately take action in spite of anything you fear or hate with the 4-step system in 5 minutes. And you're now forming a super thick neural circuit of habits 1 and 2 at this point, because you've been taking action on your cash generating habit that you selected, and you've been overriding that fear too. And what's happening now is they're becoming solidified. You may notice less and less thought is being required for everything that I've been instructing you to do now. So this is really cool. And for the last 27 days, you've been asking yourself, what is your outcome today? So you've almost been doing that 30 days now. So keep doing that. Keep focusing on the ultimate destination and the immediate next step and writing down the top outcomes and just basically making sure that you're staying on track to get whatever it is, that number of, you know, visitors to your website or whatever it is to reach the goal that you need to reach. And then you'll be, you know, you've been writing down the outcomes and why it's important to you for the good reasons you want to have things come to you and for the things you want to get away from, and then how you're going to do it, and then finding out whether you can get somebody else to do it or do it yourself, and then just following up with that process. So you've been doing that now for, you know, you're in the between the 20 and 30 day mark. And so your brain is seeing this activity is being demanded of you regularly, and it started to make it more efficient now. So you should have noticed that maybe automaticity started to kick in a bit, and it's becoming a natural part of you to just ask yourself, you know, and write down your objectives in terms of your outcome of what you actually want to accomplish. And you've, for the last 9 to 18 days, you've been focused stopping collecting information and creating the income. You've been asking yourself, is this info that's come across my path, is it immediately beneficial to the outcomes I want in the next 24 hours? And then you've been deciding whether or not it is, and then whether or not you're going to have anything to do with it. You've been asking yourself, is what I'm doing right now going to make me money? You maybe set that reminder on your telephone so that you could actually have something to remind you every hour to just make sure that you're on track and doing something that's going to have the biggest impact the fastest. And so now we're going to look at continuing on. So let's begin a new part of the cash generating habit 2, automating action for income generation and practicing the next 9 days while keeping what you've been doing going. So now what we're going to do is we're going to track your success. We're going to get in the habit of doing this now, because what I want you to do is I want you to look at the good results you achieve, or maybe the lesson you learn when doing things you fear. And I want you to document them in a diary, okay? Because I want you to see the benefits now, so that when you look back and you see, you know, every time I do something I'm scared of, I get a great result. And that will really help to, you know, create a different association in your mind for moving towards fear. And so you want to document them in a diary. And, you know, just basically allow each accomplishment to fill you with more confidence for doing things that scare you. And just remember that, you know, although your beginning may be small, your latter end will greatly increase. So celebrate each success and just see it as significant, okay? What will happen is your confidence will grow and your belief in your potential will increase. As action is implemented on a larger scale, better results will be attained and the cycle will just keep repeating itself and your progress will increase in size and in speed. And so that's all we're going to be adding at this point. So just whenever you take an action step with your cash generating habit, just look at the result that you get and just start tracking it down. Yes, I did this. I was afraid to call this person, or I was afraid to email this person to maybe do a joint venture, but I ended up with this result. So that's the only thing you're going to be adding to what you've already done. So I don't really need to go over, what you need to do here. So just every time you take an action, make sure that you're documenting it and just continue doing everything else that you have been doing. All right, so you should have the hang of this now, and we'll catch up again in the next few days coming up, and I'll be seeing you on session number 8. So I'll see you then. Bye-bye now.